Live updates: Democratic leaders receive mail bombs. By Breitbart News on October 24, 2018. Law enforcement agencies have intercepted suspicious packages and apparent explosive devices addressed to top Democratic figures such as George Soros, Barack Obama, and Bill and Hillary Clinton. Follow Breitbart News for the latest updates on this breaking news story. All times Eastern. 9:30 p.m. 9:21 p.m., Sarah Sanders responds to Jeff Zucker, saying CNN chief chose to attack and divide instead of unite the country. 9:14 p.m., NBC is now reporting with certainty that the sticker on the device received by CNN is a Larry the Cable Guy-themed parody of an ISIS flag logo. 9:10 p.m., AP, law enforcement official. Bombs sent to prominent Democrats and CNN were packed with shards of glass. 9:04 p.m., Biden too? 8:51 p.m., individual CNN staffers using the same language as the official accounts. It's almost as if management sent out talking points. 8:48 p.m., taking no responsibility. 8:44 p.m., roll calls WH correspondent. 8:32 p.m., plot twist. 8:27 p.m., Los Angeles package also addressed to Maxine Waters. 8:25 p.m., New York Times cites experts suggesting bombs could be fake. 8:16 p.m., AP reports the pattern package sent to CNN is harmless. A law enforcement official says tests have determined that a powder found inside an envelope delivered to CNN along with a pipe bomb was harmless. The official wasn't authorized to discuss the investigation publicly and spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. New York City's police commissioner said earlier Wednesday that the package sent to CNN's offices in Manhattan contained a live explosive and an envelope containing white powder. 8:11 p.m., ATF reports similar suspicious package found in Los Angeles. 8:08 p.m. 8:04 p.m., Trump telling journalists to elevate discourse has triggered journalists. 8:02 p.m., Trump says politicians should not compare their opponents to evil figures from history. Also says media has to end constant negativity and false attacks. 8 p.m., President Trump opens Wisconsin rally with further denunciation of Democrat bomb scares. Any acts or threats of political violence are an attack on our democracy itself. Says law enforcement will find and prosecute suspects as soon as possible. 7:49 p.m., video of Brennan's remarks. 7:24 p.m. 7:21 p.m., John the President committed treason. Brennan has some blame to share for today's events. 7:16 p.m., prosecution equals assassination, per MSNBC. 7:13 p.m., Washington Post wins the subtle headline of the day award. 7:11 p.m., Fox News. 6:47 p.m., Abrams media site Law and Crime claims to have an X-ray image of one of the mailed bombs collected by law enforcement. 6:43 p.m., it was the best of takes, it was the worst of takes. 6:42 p.m. 6:29 p.m., shock, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, distinguishes between criticism and incitement, fails to virtue signal in sync with CNN. 6:28 p.m. 6:23 p.m. 6:02 p.m., Chuck have take. Chuck say take. 5:24 p.m., some very serious online thoughts about the apparent ISIS sticker. 5:21 p.m., Wasserman Schultz responds. 5:20 p.m., CNN getting out ahead of the possibility that there could be no political angle to the mail bombs. Their take, Trump still owns it. 5:19 p.m., Playboy columnist hired by CNN for a rant against the White House has a take. 5:16 p.m., the takes from Twitter addict celebs are in. 5:09 p.m. 5:05 p.m., Mitt Romney, hate acts follow hate speech. 5:02 p.m., Voice of America reports authorities are exploring the ISIS flag angle noticed on the device sent to CNN's office. 4:56 p.m., FBI releases statement strongly suggesting a common sender for all the packages, noting that all had the same return address. This investigation is of the highest priority for the FBI. We have committed the full strength of the FBI's resources and, together with our partners on our joint terrorism task forces, we will continue to work to identify and arrest whoever is responsible for sending these packages, said FBI Director Christopher Wray. We ask anyone who may have information to contact the FBI. Do not hesitate to call. No piece of information is too small to help us in this investigation. The packages were mailed in manila envelopes with bubble wrap interior. The packages were affixed with computer-printed address labels and 6 forever stamps. All packages had a return address of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, SIC, in Florida. Packages identified the date were addressed to George Soros, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former President Barack Obama, former CIA Director John Brennan, care of CNN, former Attorney General Eric Holder. The package addressed to former Attorney General Holder did not reach its intended destination, but was rerouted to the return address in Florida. 4:41 p.m., Democratic candidate for Congress says Trump must cancel his rally this evening in Wisconsin to prove something. 4:24 p.m., Eli Stokels of the Los Angeles Times asks whether Trump will be shamed or feel any responsibility for bomb scares. 4:21 p.m., Democratic leaders say Trump's condemnation earlier Wednesday afternoon is not enough. 4:20 p.m., more analysis without facts. 4:17 p.m., Newsweek breaks out the corkboard in red strings. 4:11 p.m., political cartoonist Jim Carrey weighs in. 3:54 p.m., Senator Jeff Flake, Oz, is in New York City today. 3:41 p.m., Maxine Waters says FBI has confirmed a suspicious package was addressed to her. 3:29 p.m. 3:27 p.m., the package sent to CNN in New York also contained an unknown powder substance. 3:15 p.m. 3:12 p.m., hot takes heating up. 3:04 p.m., Fox News internal memo declares solidarity with CNN. We condemn all attempted acts of violence against media organizations and our thoughts are with CNN for the safety of all of their employees. 3:02 p.m., Breitbart's Charlie Spiering reports that after the event, a White House pool reporter asked President Trump if he would classify these mail bombs as domestic terrorism. Trump did not respond to the question. 2:55 p.m., the top Twitter trend in the U.S. is currently hashtag MAGABomber. No suspect or motive has yet been confirmed for any of the explosive devices. 2:53 p.m., journalists are eager to blame these mail bombs on President Trump. 2:51 p.m., First Lady Melania Trump condemned the string of cowardly attacks before the president's remarks at the same press event. 2:46 p.m., military expert says an Islamic State flag is visible on the explosive device photographed inside CNN's New York City office. 2:20 p.m., so far, this week. Authorities in New York safely detonated a bomb sent to the home of progressive billionaire activist George Soros on Monday. A suspicious package addressed to the Chappaqua home of Bill and Hillary Clinton was intercepted. The Associated Press says that, contrary to early reports, the package was singled out at a nearby facility, not at the Clintons' home. The Secret Service intercepted a suspicious package addressed to Barack Obama's residence in Washington, D.C. A mail bomb addressed to former CIA Director John Brennan was opened in the offices of CNN at the Time Warner Center in New York City. The building has been evacuated. The return address on the CNN parcel is the Florida office of Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL. One package has reportedly gone to this address after it was sent to former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. Reports suspected similar packages were sent to Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, and Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, but were false alarms. Unconfirmed reports say that a package addressed to Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, was intercepted at a Maryland sorting facility. The White House has denounced the attempted bombings, with Press Secretary Sarah Sanders calling them cowardly and despicable. President Donald Trump said acts and threats of political violence have no place in the United States of America. A CNN report claimed that a pipe bomb was intercepted on its way to the White House, but the story turned out to be false.